Welcome to Abundant Living and Gardening Podcast. I'm your host, Aja Yassir. Thank you for joining me today, y'all. Okay, so I've been trying to record this for like, I think three times. The last time, because I'm in the car, the last time I started recording, the phone just hit me in the face. Or maybe I dropped the phone on my face while I'm driving. Imagine that. It's crazy. But anyway, I wanted to hop in and talk to you and catch up because it's the new Gregorian. Happy 2024 to everybody. I hope everybody is safe and happy. And if you're not happy, I hope you are working through whatever issue that you have, because I know you can do it, y'all. As you know, I am building this food forest in Mississippi, right? And I'm also still working on the land here in Indiana, and I'm still working on this project in Chicago. So it's a lot of stuff going on. It doesn't feel like a lot of stuff going on, but it's a lot of stuff going on. But right now I'm really concentrating on Mississippi because even though it is January, it is almost planting time in Mississippi because it heats up around February, and February is strawberry season. And so Mississippi is a few months ahead of Indiana, of course, because we are in zone 8B down there, which might be more zone 9A. I don't know if you know, but the USDA has changed zones, but it's still coming up as zone 8B where we are. But I doubt it because it's really, really hot. I doubt if we've stayed at zone 8B. Anyway, and Indiana, where I am, is zone 5B. So very, very different places, right? So right now I'm concentrating on the land in Mississippi. And I'm adding fruit trees, adding new plants, mostly perennial, all perennial, actually. That's what I'm doing because it's kind of difficult to grow annuals in a place where you're not there all the time. So I have my tree collards. I just started some more cuttings from that. I just started some more cuttings from that. So I have quite a few tree collards going right now. Yesterday, I ended up taking some cuttings of my Georgia collards, and we're going to see how those do. They're not tree collards, but I'm just trying to see if collards can grow from cuttings like that. And why is it so difficult for me to say Georgia collards? It's kind of a tongue twister for me for some reason. But they grow pretty tall. It's very strange to me, or it was very strange to me when I first saw the plants, because I thought they were tree collards. And I got the seedlings from a nursery in Illinois. And when I saw them, I'm like, wait a minute. And I asked the people at the nursery, are these tree collards? And they said, no, they're just collards, and that's the way they grow. Anyway, my Georgia collards grew, I'm not going to even try that again, about 4 feet. And I took cuttings off of them yesterday, and I'm going to see if I can grow those from cuttings as well. That's all in the hydroponic system. Hydroponic system is a whole nother topic, y'all. So, you know, I've been experimenting with hydroponics for the last couple of years, and I gotta tell you, it's okay. You know, it's good seeing plants growing during the winter time in zone 5B indoors. It's good to be able to go get mint or whatever I have growing in the hydroponic system. But it feels very artificial to me. It's not my personality. And, you know, I'm just noticing that. It's not my personality, but at least I know how to do it now. I prefer having stuff outside and, you know, getting some sun and not artificial lights, and getting some wind and not artificial wind through fans, and getting some nutrients from the soil and not whatever nutrients I'm putting in the water. But I'm using my hydroponic system differently this year because I tell you what, it's been frustrating, like starting seedlings and things like that, brassicas in the hydroponic system. I don't know why they're so leggy, but I'm using my lights. They're well fed, and I think they may be normally leggy, but I think they're pretty normal. But I'm so used to starting seeds during the winter sowing method, using the winter sowing method, that I'm not used to seeing legginess at all, because you don't get any legginess during using the winter sowing method. So I don't know, it's pretty aggravating, I tell you, hydroponics is. No offense to you hydroponics growers. No offense at all. I mean, again, it's good seeing all this stuff growing like it's growing in January in Zone 5B. But anyway, I've been using this system for cuttings as well. So I just mentioned mint. I actually had a mint plant, and I just took cuttings from that mint, and I stuck those cuttings in the hydroponic system, and now they're thriving. I also took cuttings from my Illinois rose vine. I want to call it a bush, but it's not a rose bush. It's more of a vine, and it's a native rose. I took cuttings from that, and I put that in the hydroponic system as well, so I could root that and install that into this project I'm working on in Chicago. I'm going to plant these native roses there. I have my tree collard seedlings in there. I mean, cuttings in there. I have my Georgia collard cuttings in there. I did say I wasn't saying that again. I have basil cuttings, which didn't do so well, but I'll probably try that again. And I'm also going to be adding some more cuttings in there in a couple of days when these cuttings get here. And so this is what I really want to talk about, y'all. I don't know if you've noticed, and if you have gone to the store or looked online to purchase fruit trees, I'm pretty sure you've noticed that the cost of fruit trees are, it's insane. The cost of fruit trees is insane right now. I know in my last episode, or maybe a couple of episodes ago, I talked about the cost of this pawpaw tree that I saw at a nursery. And that was $250, but I'm seeing fruit trees for like $180, or, and these aren't like huge established fruit trees that have been growing for 10 years. I wouldn't even buy a tree that's been growing for 10 years anyway, but this is not that. These are normal, quote unquote, size trees that you would buy from a nursery. And I'm seeing these nurseries online selling these trees for crazy amounts. So we have cold hardy avocados down in Mississippi that did not do so well. So I need to repurchase some cold hardy avocados. And I went online and I'm seeing these things for like $250. I'm seeing for $180. I'm seeing all these different crazy prices. It's insane. I also experimented with mangoes down there, and y'all, I know these aren't indigenous plants to my area in Mississippi, but these are plants that I want to grow for my family and for the guests that we have come stay on the land in Mississippi. Y'all, I'm seeing these mango trees for, I think I saw one for $169. I'm seeing for $180. I'm seeing them for even $300, depending on the variety. And I'm getting this specific variety called orange sherbet, and those are quite expensive. And when I first purchased an orange sherbet mango some years ago, might have been maybe two years ago. That joint was $67, $69, something like that. And that was sky high. But now to see them at $300 from $69, like the inflation on fruit trees is crazy. Crazy. Even apple trees, things that, you know, people buy all the time, they're crazy as well. So what do you do? What do you do? Because you still have to grow fruit. And I've been saying this for a while. I really feel like, and I'm not putting this out there like in some kind of scarcity kind of mindset thing, but I have been feeling like fruit one day is going to become a luxury item. And I think that we are in those times right now where it's just right at luxury. Because many people are not going to be paying $4, $5, $3 for one piece of fruit. and they have a family to feed or they have themselves to feed, they're just not going to do that. They may be opting for frozen fruit or even canned fruit, but I do not see people for long term spending that amount of money for fruit. And so I think less people are going to be eating fruit, and fruit is going to become a luxury item. But I don't think it needs to be that way. I really think right now, if you see these prices going up right now, whether it's fruit or fruit trees, you need to be figuring out ways to grow it yourself in whatever zone you're in, because wherever you are, some kind of fruit can grow wherever you are. And some fruit grows not in your area, but you can kind of push the zones, especially since things are warming up right now and you can figure things out, which is what I'm doing with this mango, because this mango is not suitable for zone 8B, but it is suitable for zones 9 through 11. So I'm going to be, you know, just seeing if I can grow this down in Mississippi. Might even be in pot, a huge, huge, huge pot. Might even do that. But these are some ways that I'm figuring things out. You do not have to go to nurseries. And I'm sorry, I really don't even want to say this, because a lot of these nurseries are small businesses, mom pop businesses. But I'm telling you, the prices can be out of your cost, out of your price range. And there are other options. You have eBay, you have Etsy, you have Facebook Marketplace, you have Craigslist. You have different ways that you can reach these micro businesses, not nurseries, but somebody may be growing these plants in their house and they will gladly ship them to you for a decreased price. So hey, you can purchase through venues like that. You can also buy scions and cuttings. A lot of fruit trees can grow from cuttings. I mentioned mangoes, I mentioned avocados. Those are fruit trees that can grow from cuttings. And somebody in your area might have some scions, or somebody who is not even in your area might take some cuttings from their fruit trees and cover them with wax or whatever they have to do to make sure they safely get to you. And that's the way you can get some fruit trees. So last night I purchased mangoes, from my understanding, are a bit difficult, challenging to grow from scions, to grow from cuttings, but it can be done. So I purchased 4 cuttings on eBay of this mango that I want for $22. And I'm willing to wait, and I'm willing to put this thing into the hydroponic system or whatever I have to do to see if I can get maybe 2 mango trees out of these cuttings, because I'm not interested in paying $300 for this fruit tree. I want to feed my family. I don't want to be buying this luxurious tree that may not even make it. You know, my $69 orange sherbet fruit tree, mango tree, did not make it. Do I want to invest $300 into something that may not make it? No, but I'm willing to try a $22 4 cuttings, and let's see how it does. I also purchased 5 avocado cuttings, cold hardy avocado cuttings, from eBay as well. And I'm going to try those. Now, avocados are pretty easy to grow from cuttings. I've actually done that from cuttings that I took off of our cold hardy avocado trees in Mississippi, but I messed it up, y'all. I could have had those cuttings and they probably could have been trees by now, but I messed that up. A whole nother story. But purchasing cuttings, or finding somebody with cuttings, or if you already have some fruit trees and you want to diversify the varieties, you can get cuttings and you can graft those fruit trees onto your fruit trees that you already have. So if you already have, say, an apple tree, and apple trees, generally speaking, need other apple trees to pollinate, or they need crab apples, you can graft your apple trees onto the apple trees that you already have to diversify the kind of apple trees that you have. And you can get these cuttings again from online, or people in your community who are willing to give you cuttings. I've taken cuttings from my black raspberry, and I've given those away. I've taken cuttings from my blackberry, and I've given those away. And that's a way to increase, you know, food security in your community. But also, maybe you don't even have to give them away at this point, since things are so high in stores, and you probably want to kind of balance out your checkbook right now. You can probably sell some cuttings, just like people are doing on eBay and Craigslist and Facebook Marketplace and these other avenues. So I just wanted to hop in and say, you know, all is not lost. There are opportunities. Oh, there's another plant I bought, and it was $60. And, well, $60 was the highest. And this was a plant. This was not a fruit tree. This is a plant, y'all. It's a medicinal plant, and it was $60. And I was like, I don't want to pay $60 for this, because $60 is something that I would expect to pay for an established fruit tree if I were, I guess, in 2020 or 2019. So I went and I found somebody who was selling rhizomes of this medicinal plant, and I'm like, oh shoot, I could just get these three rhizomes that they're selling, and I can stick these rhizomes into some soil, and I can grow my own plant, and I don't have to pay my own three plants, and I don't have to pay $60 per plant for this. So yeah, all is not lost. Don't get discouraged. There's always a way to get things done. And if you have the patience, the time, you can even start some of these fruit trees from seed, or some of these plants, medicinal plants, from seed. Many fruit trees, you may not get the same variety because they don't grow true to seed. So be careful with that, or, you know, just experiment, have some seed diversity, because we certainly need some seed diversity. Plant a bunch of seeds and pick out the ones that have the best tasting fruit. And then, you know, this is long term. Pick out the ones that have the best tasting fruit. You can take cuttings off of those and you can start selling those. Now, that is definitely long term. Sometimes it can take 10 years to grow fruit trees from seed, and you may not even get the fruit trees. It may not ever produce flowers. But you know what? Sometimes you can also buy fruit trees or vines from nurseries and never get fruit. And I'm thinking about my hardy kiwi. Never got flowers, never got fruit. And I know people are like, oh, well, they're not self-pollinating. You need a male and a female. Yeah, I got the self-pollinating variety, and they never even produce flowers. So there's that. So it's always a chance that you're taking, even if you're purchasing these fruit trees or plants from nurseries. So thank you, y'all, for listening. I'm almost at my destination, and I really appreciate being able to just hop on and talk to you while I'm driving. Like, I think that's so dope that I can do that. All right, talk to y'all soon.